Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ben Johnson's been everything that was promised, man. He really has been. You go look at the numbers on this offense. Caleb Williams is throwing against base defenses, second highest rate in football. Play action rate, third highest rate in football. Next Gen Stats has a wide open percentage, and he's first in football. They're getting such easy wins in the passing game, and it starts not with the passing game, but with the ground attack. Bears lead the league in expected yards per carry right now. This offensive line completely retooled, right? You have four new starters, left tackle to right guard, right tackle Darnell Wright having an unbelievable season. They're moving the football easily on first and 10, and they're establishing those open windows, those play action passes. Johnson, listen, they're 7-3. They have a negative point differential. They've got five game winning drives. They're probably not going to win the North, but in terms of proof of concept, what you expected to get from Ben Johnson, all that and more. So impressed.
Wow, that's it. Man, our guys are the best. Spiegel and Holmes on the Score. I dropped a couple of those numbers in yesterday along the way that I had read in Ben Solak's column on ESPN. That's Ben Solak.
You hit Matt Forte to a new stat.
Yeah, expected yards per carry. And Matt's like, ooh, I like that stat. I don't know. And that's what's so fun when you and I get to talk to players and former players and bring them stuff. And like, so we did some with Matt Bowen yesterday, and he was great. But like, so that's Tanny went back and grabbed Ben Solak on SportsCenter with all of that, just about how Ben Johnson is setting up Caleb Williams for success. Very, very cool.
And now here we are with the Bears right now. If the playoffs started today, they'd be hosting a playoff game. The playoffs don't start today, but if they did, that's what would be going on. And Caleb Williams has been doing some things better, and then there are still some things that you hope he gets better at because it completes his profile as a quarterback.
Yeah, man, that's exactly right. Like, the deep balls haven't been there, and you and I had a conversation yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour about why the deep balls haven't been there, and we played some Ben Johnson from yesterday talking about it, or I guess from Monday talking about it. And some of the stuff that Ben said was, you know, yeah, there's maybe one or two that Caleb would like to have back. But then he said he's not worried about the deep ball accuracy at all, said Ben. And he said he doesn't like 50-50 balls because Ben would rather scheme guys more open than ask his quarterback to throw up a 50-50 ball. And that made me want to reassess how I dissect Caleb on deep balls, because there was that one to Rome during the game where I'm like, man, he's got to put that right on him. Like, that's a 50-50 chance. You got to give your wide receiver a chance, but Ben doesn't like it. It's interesting.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, Ben probably doesn't like it because he feels like he can get them a higher percentage catch. And I wonder if that's what we're going to hear from Caleb on the subject. But let's talk the deep ball first. This is what Caleb had to say on what he thinks is going on with misses on the deep ball.
When you went back and looked at those two deep balls you guys couldn't connect on, the one to Rome and the one to DJ, when you watched the film, what did you see that next time you guys will be able to connect on that?
Yeah, I think Rome's, just give him a little bit better shot. It was about a yard in front of him or so. And, those are something that are lower percentage throws just overall. If you're just looking at the statistics of it, but we fully expect ourselves and those type of passes, those type of throws to be very, very, very high percentage between Rome and I. And then DJ, I just got to give DJ a shot. I let it go kind of early, understanding that somebody was starting to run free just standing there. If I take a hit, I take a hit and just deliver DJ a good ball.
All right, that's some accountability, putting them both on him, saying he's got to deliver the good ball. And he said he let it go kind of early on the DJ one. Needs to stand in there and give that another split second to develop. I love hearing him be accountable for stuff on a Wednesday after he sat and watched the game tape with the coach. I really like hearing that.
Yeah, and you're not – what I like about it, it's not really like a 50-50 ball if you make it a better throw. Like, usually those 50-50 balls are you're throwing a jump ball, you're throwing sometimes a back shoulder. If the DB reacts to it quick enough, they can make it a 50-50 ball. But this is one of those things where, like, the guy has a step. And if Caleb is able to put the ball onto his hands, then he's got a better shot of making that play. If you're 2 yards out in front of a guy, it's almost impossible for them to make that play. So it's good recognition from him on that. Here's what he had to say about the concept of the 50-50 ball.
Ben said the other day about the 50-50 balls. It's something he's not super keen on. Yeah. But like with deep shots, how does that change your approach and how you deliver those deep shots?
I'm not a 50-50 guy either. That's not my, that's never been my thing. You don't want to give the defenders or anybody, you know, that type of percentage. You know, you work your tail off, you do all these different things to try and hit and gel and mesh at the right time, at the right play. You know, and that starts with O-line, and it starts with me delivering a good ball, play actions, or, you know, the receivers running a good route and making it more of a higher percentage. But 50-50 balls are not – they've never been, you know, kind of my thing, unless obviously it's fourth down or, you know, whatever, desperation time. But other than that, we work on higher percentages. You know, that's why we got the coaches we got the players we drafted and got, and, you know, all these different things to be able to make these plays not 50-50 chances and instead make them, you know, higher percentage in our favor.
All right.
So it's we were on it.
Yeah, but
yesterday.
But this needs some conversation.
Okay, here we go.
I am concerned when he says, I've never been a 50-50 ball kind of guy. I have a little concern. And Tanny, I might ask you to play it again at some point here. Let's, because I want to really think about this. Because my theory has been is that he's very careful. He's very careful about not throwing interceptions. And that's of course, a great thing in general. And his interception numbers are incredibly low. Like, records setting low. I can look in the Bears game notes. There were some today. Like, if he throws fewer than 17 picks this year, it'll be the lowest in history for a Bears quarterback in his first 2 years. I'm pretty sure that was the stat. Anyway, and that's great. But on deep balls, if a guy is open by a step, that's got to be closer, even if you are thinking this might be a 50-50 ball because of the difference between NFL open and college open for a one-on-one situation on a deep ball. And I'm afraid about his perception in that regard. You get where I'm coming from on this? I'm concerned about that.
I do, but I think that this was another case of the quarterback talking like the coach, and that makes me happy. The fact that they are hunting higher percentage throws and catches is what we were talking about yesterday. That's why Ben Johnson cringed at the whole concept of the 50-50 ball. And I thought Caleb did a really good job of explaining. He's like, no, like the whole point is to not let the defense have that high of a percentage of making a play on the ball. So while I share some of your fear that he might at times play it too safe, and maybe that's part of the calibration process that goes on when he's trying to make those deep throws, I like that this is another instance of the quarterback and the coach being simpatico when it comes to how they view the game. Let's not give the defense an opportunity to make that play. Let's understand that there are situations where we might have to do that. And Caleb laid those situations out. But overall, they're looking for higher percentage throws and catches. And that should be the goal. Like I like it as an approach. I like it as a concept. And I like that both guys are in the same place on it. Instead of Ben being like, no, we don't really do that. And then Caleb walking up there and be like, oh, well, you know, I like to work on those 50-50 balls. No. I want to throw those 80-20s. I want to throw those 75-25 so that we have the best chance to execute the rep.
Yeah, it's good stuff. This is important conversation. I want to hear what Alex and Tanny think about it. Let's play it one more time. This is Caleb on 50-50 balls.
Ben said the other day about the 50-50 balls. It's something he's not super keen on. Yeah. But like with deep shots, how does that change your approach and how you deliver those deep shots?
I'm not a 50-50 guy either. That's not my – that's never been my thing. You don't want to give – the defenders or anybody, you know, that type of percentage. You know, you work your tail off, you do all these different things to try and hit and gel and mesh at the right time, at the right play. You know, and that starts with O-line, and it starts with me delivering a good ball, play actions, or you know, the receivers running a good route and making it more of a higher percentage. But 50-50 balls are not that they've never been, you know, kind of my thing, unless obviously it's fourth down or, you know, whatever, desperation time. But other than that, we work on higher percentages. You know, that's why we got the coaches we got the players we drafted and got, and, you know, all these different things to be able to make these plays not 50-50 chances and instead make them, you know, higher percentage in our favor.
Lawrence, I saw our guys with interested faces as we listened. Alex, what do you think about that when you hear?
Yeah, I agree with Lawrence that I do believe.
Of course you do.
Typical. Here we go.
On this part of it, that I think he's trying to echo Ben Johnson. But the one thing that I did not hear,
yeah,
when he's discussing that and the inaccurate throw to DJ Moore or Rome Odunze is get some more air under the ball. Like I think it goes back to a discussion where Caleb Williams has such a strong arm that he feels like he can rifle the ball on a line 75 yards down the field to a moving target. But that is something that watching the film, and I was watching JT O'Sullivan's breakdown, he was talking about the fact the guys that are world class at making those deep throws, they get a little bit more air under the ball.
Yeah. Tanny?
Well, you know, I think a lot can be true here, you know, depending on who you're listening to and what they're saying. Like, you know, I think Ben's earned our trust, right? Like, when he says, he made me think about the 50-50 ball thing differently. Like, just hearing him say it and here's his rationale. And you start thinking about what we talked about, how, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown was used in Detroit. Remember guys around the league, like, they almost says like a pejorative, they were calling him a slot merchant.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, and like he, you know, was taking exception to that. It's like, well, yards are yards, and that was the scheme. So I could see Ben's vision on how he thinks, you know, this should work down the field, right? So like matriculating the ball down the field, not giving the defense an opportunity to take that ball away.
Especially
with a young quarterback who is still very, very raw. Like I understand that, but also I've been watching football my whole life, right? So I also. You hear Wani like has this stuck in my head, and where he remember he speaks, he would talk about we used to always take one deep shot a half. He always tells OC one deep shot a half just to keep the opposing defense honest.
I feel like the deep shot is what's missing. The deep completions are what's missing from this team being explosive offensively. They have a lot of explosive plays, but the points have not been there. Good stuff.
But Speaks, they're not missing because they're 50-50 balls.
They're not throwing
them. Missing because the quarterback's missing them.
Yeah, like okay.
Like the guys are open, and I actually think the percentage of the throw is higher. It's just that Caleb hasn't hit them enough.
I understand. I think his perception of what a 50-50 ball might be a little off, and I hope those conversations are happening. Like, as a texter says very simply, if someone is open by a step or even a half step, it's not a 50-50 ball in the NFL.
Correct.
Right? So that's the thing. That's what I hope. And I don't know. Maybe it explains his pause sometimes. When he doesn't throw, because he wants to see them be a little more open, and this is the kind of stuff that you got to fight through. I you know, watch other quarterbacks in the NFL put the deep ball right on their guy when he's got a step. And
I mean, the guy that is playing this week against the Bears, pretty good at it, his whole career.
Well, the guy that's playing, I'm glad you brought that up, Lawrence. Because Aaron Rodgers is Caleb Williams' idol as a quarterback. That's a great guy to have as an idol. And Ben Johnson today was asked to compare Caleb Williams to Aaron Rodgers. And here was what he had to say about it.
Caleb has expressed his appreciation for Rodgers' game in the past. Do you see any similarities with how Caleb plays a position compared to Rodgers?
You know, I probably... Probably not right now. You know, I think he's elite right now at getting the ball out of his hands. I think he's got if he doesn't have the fastest snap to throw time in the league right now, he's got to be close. And so he's doing a really good job spitting it out. He's accurate. You know, I think our guy's the same way, but we probably hold on to it a little bit more. just where we are in the offense, and as we're learning and we're growing, I think we'll gravitate more towards getting it out faster the more reps we have. But yeah, I mean the guy's done it, like I said, at a high level for a long time. So it's a good guy to look up to for a young quarterback.
That is some honest and very direct stuff about the difference between Aaron Rodgers and Caleb Williams right now.
And maybe if you can get Caleb closer to Aaron on getting the ball out faster, that their games will start to look more similar. And I like Ben being honest about it, and not just because the easy thing for him to have said on a week when the Bears are playing Aaron Rodgers, it'd have been really easy for him to be like, oh yeah, absolutely. You know, like this is a guy that Caleb looked up to, and clearly you can see all of those things. He's like, no. And I think that's one of those things that Caleb gets to be like, wait, I'm not playing like my idol. And my coach just told me why I'm not playing like my idol. Maybe I need to start playing like my idol and getting the ball out faster and not taking 5 seconds in the pocket and then starting to create. Because there was some of that against the Vikings this past weekend. And those are the things that I think make Caleb special, too, is that he can sometimes Houdini himself out of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to continue to ask your offensive line to block forever. They've done a good job of it. He's done a good job of escaping pressure. But get the ball out faster, and you will see results. You've got guys on this team, and it was illustrated. And there's one guy in particular that we're going to spend some time talking about. They've got guys that can run after the catch. They've got guys that make people miss or run people over. Whether we're talking about Luther Burden or Colston Loveland,
yep,
or DJ Moore, they've got guys that can do that. So it's incumbent upon Caleb to get close. He doesn't have to be – like, Rodgers is ridiculous. Like the amount of time that him and this year Flacco – and Flacco is doing it just out of self-preservation – and that he's got Jamar Chase and T. Higgins to throw the ball to.
Uh-huh.
You don't want him to add – he doesn't have to be 2.1 this season. But you want to get that number closer to the top of the league than the bottom. And he's been at the bottom of the league in that all year.
Everything you just said. Agree with everything you just said. And I want to make sure the listeners know this is like one of the very key stats to focus on. We've brought it up any number of times throughout the year. Tom Brady was talking about it. What did he say the other day? You know, when you hold on to that ball on play action, it usually doesn't get better, is the way that Brady simply said it. The numbers are this. Caleb Williams, among all quarterbacks with at least 200 attempts, is far and away the worst in time to throw. 3.12. Far and away. Now, Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen and Jacoby Brissett and Lamar Jackson are also, you know, approaching that, but not really close. Like, Lamar is 2.71. Josh Allen is 2.79. Again, Caleb is 3.12. All the way down, you have to go to 50th to find Aaron Rodgers at 2.50 seconds in time to throw. And others are down there, like Joe Flacco is 2.52. Pat Mahomes, 2.55. People talk about Mahomes like he's somebody who holds it forever and scrambles all around. He can do that, but no. That dude plays the quick game in Andy Reid's offense, letting the scheme do its job time and time and time again.
I like that Caleb is representing Chicago. 3-1-2, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
How about 2-1-9, you know?
Sure.
Why don't you represent Northwest Indiana a little bit?
He could represent the southern part of the state. He could go 2-1-7, and then maybe the Bears could get funding for the new stadium, too.
Yeah. And now Aaron Rodgers used to scramble a lot more than he does now. But he always had the quick game in his arsenal. Like, Pat could scramble more, Mahomes, but he's got the quick game in his arsenal. That's what the coach is asking the quarterback to learn.
Yep, and I think that he'll get there. I think he'll eventually get there, but all of this is a process. So we'll keep looking and see if things do get better. Speaking of Ben, though,
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.